Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And again, don't just spew the party line. I mean, mantras are boring. You know what I'm saying? What you want to do is you want to make sure that you're not just saying what the party wants you to say, but you actually have information. And don't believe everything I tell you. You need to go look it up. You need to go make sure that what I'm telling you is true. I've been bit a few times on the show, as some of you know. You know, had a so-called expert on and then find out not a clue. But you need at least, you know, find the things that you, that I don't know, turn you on, that get you excited, that you can get behind. And that's the stuff you should be working on, working with. After the break, we're going to have Gregory Wrightstone on with us, and Greg wrote a book called Inconvenient Facts, which just made Al Gore pass out. It's a science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. You know, we went down the whole list of when they say 95% of climate change scientists agree. Well, what do they agree with, right? That it takes three licks to get to the middle of a Tootsie Pop? I don't know. Because when you look at the numbers, and you think about the amount of numbers, amount of surveys or whatever, requests they made for information they sent out, and what they got back, it was next to nothing. In a science class, you would have got an F if you presented this information. And I don't know where or when it stops. I don't know how you make this stuff stop unless you finally step up, right, and you make the noise. We let them do it. They make all the noise. Look, you got Hallmark just gave in. Some of you may know about this. There was a first, I call it the all-white channel. Come on, let's just be honest about it, right? Everything's a white Christmas, a white this, a white that. Most of the 99.9% of the people on the shows are white. They're white-themed shows. So what? Then you got BET, right? They get a pass because they're black. Black-themed shows, mostly black people, black issues. I'm okay with it. I think it's great. We all have different things to deal with. So anyhow, you know, no controversy on the Hallmark Channel, except when the left decides there's not enough inclusion. Where's all the black people? Where's all the gays? Where's the lesbians? Where's the trans? I mean, all this stuff that you think it has to be. It doesn't. It's really simple. Just don't turn to the station. I mean, nowadays, not like when I was a kid, we had five stations to rotate through. Now you got like 9,000. So you're not stuck on anything. Go through it and decide what it is you want to do. What you want to watch. Why do you, you know, I love, that's why I love when MSNBC complains about Fox News. Don't you find that a kick? Considering there's like five of the whacktoid left stations and only one of now the semi-pseudo-right station called Fox News. And they still say that Fox News still has, see, if I'm an anchor on MSNBC and I'm sitting there complaining about Fox when I have five major networks on my side, what I'm saying is, hi, I'm one, thank you for tuning in to me, the loser, the one that can't get you to see things my way, even though I have four other outlets that say the same thing I am, and Fox has got it going on over there. Thanks for tuning in to the loser. Hillary Burton, who was let go in, she quit in January from Hallmark. She's now having second thoughts over quitting, but she's thinking about suing Hallmark because what she told them for their show is she forced them, she wanted them, or else she was leaving, to make sure that they had people from the LGBTQ community in her shows. She wanted more blacks. She wanted more diversity. She wanted more LGBTQ people. Well, then why didn't she go to the O channel? Right? What is that? Can't think of her name. God, whatever. Anyway, she started a channel. Oprah Winfrey. There you go. Oprah Winfrey, right? So she starts a channel. And that channel morphs into, I don't know if it's not 100% of the time, but it's a gay and lesbian channel, basically. It's stories and issues and things around the gay and lesbian community. That's fine for them. That's what they want. That's the kind of channel they want to. That's who they're appealing to. That's fine. So think about that. You have the gay and lesbian channel. You have the black channel. You have the white channel. Eventually, I hope we get an Asian channel. We get a short people channel. We get a tall people channel. We get a fat people channel. Why? Why not? Who cares? You want to talk about diversity? You have a channel changing because you all the diversity you want. But you have to get off the couch. You have to make a decision. You have to press a button. Oh, my God, we don't want to do that to you. We're going to spoon feed you, right? Can you imagine shows like All in the Family and Charlie's Angels today? God, they'd crucify you. And what started all this controversy all over again is that because Hallmark knows their audience, they pulled a ad for Zola that had two women getting married. All right? And frankly, the audience for Hallmark is not into that. They're not interested in it. I don't even know why anybody's interested in it, right? I don't want to see regular weddings. I don't want to see gay weddings. I don't want to see animal weddings. I don't see any weddings. I don't need to. You want to talk about Christmas and other things like that? Fine. Good luck. But who cares? And then they have to, we have to see two men kissing or two women kissing or two frogs kissing, I don't know, whatever. Who cares? It's not why you tune into these shows. Anyway, so they dropped the commercial. They refused to keep airing it, and they killed it. And then a whole bunch of people got mad. Now, not a whole bunch of straight people, obviously. A whole bunch of people from the gay and lesbian community. And started inundating them. And this is where I say to you guys, conservatives stink at this. Why aren't you clogging the phones? Why aren't you, and don't call the gay and lesbian channel or the BET or any of those. You call the Hallmark station and make your voice known. And drop a boatload of subscriptions and watch what happens. Because they won't, the other community won't fill them up. Don't see your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Inconvenient Facts coming up right after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GC. There's another song that could be played today. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Unless it was hip-hop. If it's designated as hip-hop, apparently you can get away with killing your mother and have sex with the birds. I don't know, but it doesn't really much matter at that point. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Inconvenient facts. Every time you say that, I want you to envision, I want you to picture Al Gore just shuddering, like, you know, somebody just, you know, rubbed ice down his spine, because there's a reality here. What they're telling us isn't true, and you need to do a little study. You need to look into this. We're back, and one of my favorite topics, you know, one of the ones I like to make fun of the most, as some of you know, is climate change, especially man-made climate change. Now, do I believe in climate change? Yes, four times a year. I do believe in it. I grew up in Boston. I saw it happen on a regular basis. I was around when there was 15 feet of snow, and I was around when there was no snow. So, I mean, that happened for me every year. I didn't think it was a big deal. But apparently now, according to Al Gore and, you know, millions of his little minions, we're in a world of hurt. But we've been in a world of hurt for 50 years, but I haven't seen anything really serious happening. So I've asked Gregory Wrightstone to join me. He's the author of Inconvenient Facts. Also, he's an expert reviewer for the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Gregory, thanks for being with me.
Oh, you bet. Glad to be back on with you.
You know, one of the biggest arguments that I have with people on a regular basis, and we'll get into the nitty-gritty in a second, is I want to know the names. I want to see the list of the 95% of the climate change scientists or climatologists or whatever you want to call them that believe in this stuff or that can prove this is man-made. I mean, first of all, where do they come up with the 95%? Where does this number come from?
Well, it was derived by a fellow by the name of John Cook that runs this crazy alarmist website that's called Skeptical Science. Don't go there, whatever you do. but he runs that, and he recruited some of his people, non-scientists, on his website. This is the main study that people refer to, this 97% consensus. And they looked at 11,000-plus papers on climate change. And they looked at them and then said, well, according to them, 97% of the papers agreed with what they called the consensus opinion. Well, if we look at this, and we had a friend of mine, David LeGates, climatologist out of the University of Delaware, along with one of my editors for my book, Christopher Monckton. You might be familiar with Lord Monckton. The two of them checked into this and actually looked at the same papers, and out of those 11,000 papers, 7,930 said nothing at all about whether or not our temperatures today are being driven by humans or if it's natural, and then if it's catastrophic. So right off the bat, just a really quick look, knocked that number down to less than 33%. And then they went into each one of those papers and, again, looked at each one. They determined that actually less than 1% of all the papers on climatology that they reviewed actually stated that man was responsible for more than 50% of the warming and it was going to lead to catastrophic consequences. It's just not so. And I know when I speak at scientific conferences quite regularly, I'm a geologist, so they're mostly geology conferences. Generally, virtually every person in the room agrees with me and thanks me for what they're saying. And geologists are the ones, we're the ones responsible for looking at the big picture, putting what's happening today in the last 100 years into that big long-term geologic context, which is often avoided by those that are touting this idea of man-made catastrophic warming. So my estimation is that among the geologic community, we probably have, we might be split 50-50, but from people I know, it's overwhelming majority agree with me. And what do I believe we should probably establish is that I believe that CO2 is increasing. I believe that increase in CO2 is due to our burning of fossil fuels. So this carbon dioxide that's added is primarily due to us. It's increased about 130 parts per million. And I believe that increase in CO2 has a warming effect on the Earth. I just believe it's modest and overwhelmed by the same natural forces that have been driving temperatures since the dawn of time. And the other part of this, which is just as important is whether or not we are driving temperature changes, is our warming temperatures harmful or beneficial? And I'm a huge, huge, huge proponent of an Earth that's thriving, prospering, and greening, and it's not even close. We see, by virtually every metric, Earth's ecosystems are getting better, and humanity is benefiting in tandem. And it's the science backs that up completely.
Well, I always joke, I go back to the original, you know, doomsday predictions of the original Earth Day, and I run down them, and I said, you know, you guys realize that not one of these predictions have come true. You know, I mean, New York is not under 60 feet of water. You know, two-thirds of the Earth's population has not been wiped out because of famine, because we have no rain, because we can't grow anything. Matter of fact, the Earth is suffering from an obesity problem, you know, overall. And I just don't know how they keep selling this stuff. I don't know how They keep getting the American populace to buy into it. You know, you kind of alluded to it a few minutes ago. There are some natural phases to the Earth. There are phases of what the Earth has gone through over the gabillion years it's been around. And I joke that how do we know how bad it is based on what? 200 years? How long have we actually been tracking climate from a scientific standpoint?
Yeah, if we look at the thermometer record, it goes back globally to around 1850. The longest thermometer record is the Central England temperature record, and it goes back to the year 1659. That puts us right back in the middle of what was called the Little Ice Age. And so we started warming 300 years ago, and it's been warming in fits and starts ever since. Thank God it's warming. But if we look at what we do is we can take other records and what they call proxy data, where they look at deuterium isotopes and the scientific things that they use that they say, well, this is an indication of the temperature. But direct measurements really go back only 150 or 200 years. But some of these others, we do, and what I'm doing for my next book, I'm looking at the historical data. If you know that they were growing citrus, for example, the Romans were growing citrus fruits in the north of England during the Roman warm period. We know that during the medieval warm period, that's when the Vikings were in Greenland, landed and settled Greenland. We know that that was much, much warmer than it is today. So we can use those historical records to give us relative temperatures rather than actually measured temperatures. And it's, you know, if I tell you that there are still Vikings deeply buried in the permafrost, well, you know, oh, well, it had to have been a lot warmer back when they buried them, or that they were growing a crop called millet in Scandinavia that can only be grown in semi-tropical or tropical areas. That people get that.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The market optimistic despite the political turmoil on Capitol Hill. As the House of Representatives gets ready Wednesday for a vote on two articles of impeachment, President Trump pointing out how great the economy is doing on Twitter. It's been a record session on Wall Street. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closing at all-time highs. Investors optimistic over the trade deal with China. The Dow gaining 101 points to close at 28,235. It's the 16th record close of 2019. The Nasdaq up 79 points, the 24th record of the year. The S&P 500 up 23 points, the 29th record of the year. And Boeing temporarily stopping production of its 737 MAX planes, this after those two crashes that left 346 people dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You are some messed up white people.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Come on, can you imagine?
So hard.
One of these days, you're going to pull off and I'll put on a parachute. Robert Jr., your host. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. Back at it again. We're talking about.
Can't touch this.
We're talking about inconvenient facts. Okay, author Gregory Wrightstone joins me to discuss. We are back. One of my favorite topics is, you know, global cooling, warming, climate change stuff. And I asked Gregory Wrightstone to join me. He's the author of Inconvenient Facts, also an expert reviewer for the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and author of Inconvenient Facts. You can find that at inconvenientfacts.xyz, inconvenientfacts.xyz. And, Greg, first of all, thanks for being with me. Secondly, what I love about all of this is you were talking about the numbers and when we really started, you know, to be able to, you know, document what the temperatures were. And then you started going into this scientific gobble that I just don't understand.
Right. I try and stay away from
that. Yeah, I don't blame
right.
you. Yeah, go ahead. But let's continue on with that, because people don't understand where these temperatures are coming from and how the scientists have decided where we're warming or cooling, and is it normal or natural?
Well, just think about this. Now, we came out of what was called the medieval warm period. This was a period from the years 900 to 1200 A.D. And around in the 13th century, it started cooling down, and it led into the what's called the Little Ice Age. And the fascinating thing I like to talk about, and people are fascinated by this, is the direct relationship and the correlation between the rise and fall of temperature and the rise and fall of civilizations. And if we look back at each of the previous warming periods, what we see were great civilizations rose up, technology thrived, people thrived, humanity thrived. They were able to grow an abundance of crops. If everybody was fat and happy, it was the cold periods with the names like the Greek Dark Ages, the Dark Ages, and then the Little Ice Age that were horrific, horrific. Crop failure, famine, pestilence was the order of the day, mass depopulation during these cold periods. And it's just opposite of what we're being told. We're being told that, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, we can't let it warm up another degree and a half. Well, yeah, we can. You look back, what happened? What they need to do is look back. What happened in previous times when it got a couple degrees warmer? Man, people were good. Everything was good. Again, it's the cold periods we have to worry about. And one of the things, it's a fascinating relationship if we talk about remember I talked about we started going into the Little Ice Age in the 13th century?
Yep.
And it was at that time, there was a strong, this is fascinating, it's very interesting, the correlation between the witch hunts of the late Middle Ages in Europe and climate. And as it cooled down, crops began to fail, famine set in, they blamed it on weather causing witches. And they started killing these, and in the 14th century, the Pope actually issued a papal bull that said, yes, there are weather-causing witches, and if you find them, kill them. And boy, they did. Somewhere between 30 and 40,000 witches were killed during a 300 or 400-year period. And it was related to temperature. And it was what's fun, well, it wasn't funny if you're accused of being a witch, but around 1500, it warmed up. And the crops came back, food was plentiful again. Well, Joe, why did it come back? Why did the crops come back? They killed all the witches. That's what they thought. And that lasted for about 40 years. Wow. And then it started getting cold again. And the famine set in, and man, they really had at it with the witches. And so there's a fascinating... And the point of this, it just demonstrates the relationship between how bad it is when it starts getting cold rather than when it gets warm. And again, I say this a lot, it's just the opposite of what we're being told.
This is all fascinating to me. I mean, I didn't know about the witch one. I think that's just to blame it on the witches, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Again, you know, to go back to some of the stuff that you were saying, you were talking about it really started warming over 300 years ago. You know, you hear about all these things we need to do to cut back on carbon emissions, and then you see these memes every once in a while about volcanic activity. You know, one major burp from a volcano such as back 10,000 years, based on what the climate alarmists are saying. Give me some correlation there. Explain that to me.
What, with volcanoes?
Yeah, I mean, is it true? I mean, the amount of ash and dust and dirt and what have you that it puts in the air, it how does that equate?
Well, I'm looking into this. There's a fellow geologist that has a fascinating book out. The title is What Really Causes Global Warming. It's by Peter Ward. And he relates volcanism to big temperature changes previously. Now, just bear with me. There are two kinds of volcanoes. You have explosive volcanoes like Krakatoa and Mount St. Helens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just, they blow their top. And what they do is they put a huge amount of ash into the atmosphere, which causes cooling. But the main thing that causes the long-term cooling are these things like sulfates and things that get up into the high stratosphere and up in the atmosphere. And they can block out the sun for, we can have diminished radiation hitting the Earth. And that causes cooling.
Right.
But there are other volcanoes, like think of Kilauea, or the ones on Iceland. They're called effusive volcanoes. During past periods of time, there were huge events. If you go to Russia, much of Russia was covered by this lava that just flowed out. And when it flows out, it also emits these warming, some greenhouse gases, and actually destroys the ozone because that causes warming of the Earth. So it's not a lot of people buy into what this guy's saying, but it's
right.
Fascinating. I think it's an interesting thesis that he has, and I'm seeing a strong correlation geologically between what he's talking about, and there's some validity to it. But for the most part, what we find is CO2 has not been driving temperature through geologic time. It just hasn't. And we can document that with Antarctic ice cores going back 800,000 years. We know that temperature changed and then CO2 changed. So temperature's been driving CO2 levels for at least 800,000 years, completely opposite, again, of what we're being told. And we're being told, oh, well, yeah, but that all changed in the 20th century. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. That's not how the climate works, and that's not how geologic processes work. And there's a lot that we're being told that's just not right.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. You know, for the average layperson like myself, you're getting inundated with these, you know, NASA pictures that the polar ice caps are melting at alarming rates, right? I mean, we we don't know what we don't know, and we're not educated enough to believe. I mean, again, how can science be so far apart on this?
Yeah, well, the northern polar ice cap is retreating. It has been because we're warming. That's what it should do if we're warming. And again, the warming has been very beneficial to date, and I expect it to continue to be. Again, we've been warming for over 300 years. Oh, well, this last decade was the warmest ever. Well, if ever only goes back 150 years, they're right. They're right. The last decade's the warmest ever on record. Well, yeah, but it doesn't go back to the last simpler warm period, which was the medieval warm period, that was warmer than what we are today.
Yeah.
And I like to look, there are a couple of things, when I tell people that the number of fires in California has declined by almost 50% in the last 30 years.
They probably laugh at you.
No, but I've got the data. The data's from CAL FIRE. The area burned has increased, which means each fire's twice as big as it used to be and probably a lot more intense. But that's a forest management issue, not a global warming issue. And I talked, too, about this recent UN report that I completely debunked. It came out a few months ago stating that there would be the sixth mass extinction, that it's taking place right now. And they had a chart in this UN report showing this dramatic increase in extinctions of species. Well, I took a look at it. My BS detector started flashing and going off, and I just said, wait a minute. And I went back and I looked at the exact same data. The chart they used only used one data point per century. They went back to the year 1500, and there was this dramatic increase in extinctions. So I went back and looked at the exact same data. It's called the Red List, IUCN Red List data. And what I did, I looked at the exact same data, and instead of 100-year packages, I looked at it by decade, every 10 years.
All right, hold on. We got to go for a quick break. I mean we got to pay for the show.
Fascinating.
We're going to go back to the extinction data here in a second. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, Stokofar. A lot more happening.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. This is a Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. If you want to watch Al Gore pass out, just give him a copy of the book, Inconvenient Facts. We're back at it. Again, one of my favorite topics, climate, global cooling, warming, change, whatever you want to call it. I know they change it from time to time. Gregory Wrightstone joins me. He's the author of Inconvenient Facts, also an expert reviewer for the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And check out his site, inconvenientfacts.xyz, inconvenientfacts.xyz. He's got apps there you can pull down and so much more. But this is always, it's always interesting to me, Gregory, that scientists / facts can change so much and so easily from scientist to scientist, paper to paper. And you were talking about these extinction levels that the UN has recently put out.
Right, right. And it complicates things when they lie to you, which they are, and this is just one of these climate lies, just like they were lying to you about the California fires we just talked about.
Right.
So the UN report came out, predicted that there would be as many as 1 million extinctions over the next several decades. 1 million extinctions. And to get to 1 million extinctions, you would have to have 25,000 to 30,000 species going extinct per year. Well, I looked at the data on a 10-year basis, and I found that extinctions peaked in the late 1800s, and they've been in a significant decline ever since. Now, remember, you need almost 30,000 extinctions per year. You know what it's been, the average, for the last 40 years, Joe? I'll tell you. You don't have to guess. Two. Not 2,000, not 200, two extinctions per year. oh, well, it's going to be 30,000 pretty soon. No, it's not. No, it's not. And the big story from the UN should have been, you know what? We are doing a really, 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 and I could add a few more reallys, good job protecting endangered species. Instead of what they concluded was, we're going into the sixth mass extinction, and there'll be 30,000, there'll be a million species going extinct. No, it's not happening. It's not going to happen. And we should be very proud of how we're protecting these endangered species. It's just so blatant lie that they did. And we can see it. I can point to these. And I ask people after I show them this, I say, okay, do you agree they're lying to you about that? Well, yeah, they are. It's hard to dispute that. Well, if they're lying to you about this, what else are they lying to you about? And it opens people's eyes. And the people that have really drunk the Kool-Aid, some of these, they look at this. I just got back from, I debated an alarmist professor up at Cornell University a few weeks ago, and before 180 students in the debate class, and it opened some eyes. They heard some things that they'd never heard before. And I gave each one of them a copy of my book, and they offered it to them. We actually gave away 82. My brother was there with me, and he, as the kids were coming down, they liked free stuff. So they would come down. My brother would hand them the book, and he'd say, okay, I'm going to give this to you, but you have to promise to read it. You going to read it? And they'd go, yeah. So, and then they would bring it to me, and I'd sign it. But he made each one of them promise to read it. And I'm very hopeful that we're changing people's minds, because I travel around the United States, and the average person I talk to is very skeptical and thirsty for the kind of information I provide. And Joe, there's another, I provide a lot of that information in the book. You can't have the book carried with you all the time, but we have a smartphone app we released that's been very, very popular. It's on the App Store, the Google Play Store. All you have to do is search for Inconvenient Facts. You can have all 60 of the Inconvenient Facts in the palm of your hand. That way if your idiot nephew Billy at Christmas dinner tells you that, oh, Uncle Joe, you know, polar bears are going extinct, you can pull up this app and dial up Inconvenient Fact number 52 and go, well, look, Billy, here's a chart of 60 years of polar bear population history that shows that they're increasing. What about that, Billy? And, you know, and each one of these charts are fully sourced and referenced, and I've got a video. In fact, if you go to my website, there's a great video on polar bears. There's a video that I did on the witch hunts of the late Middle Ages and how it relates to climate change. Now, I hope that one's great, because I open it up with that. If you remember the scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where they're dragging a witch through the street, and she's going, oh, I'm not a witch, I'm not a witch. And so that one opens up with that scene. But I've got a lot of videos there. You can go to my website to find them. Not all as entertaining as the witch one, but they're all informative.
No, I got to tell you something. I find all of this stuff entertaining, and only because, again, I go back to, if you were to go through the list, and I got to actually have it up on my website, if you go through the list of the things they predicted would happen, you have to roll around laughing, because, first of all, I can't believe that people bought it even back then, but today, where none of it has happened, and people are still buying into it, they're still feeding the Al Gores of the world. You know, and I love these states like California that are going to do their own, carbon credit thing where it's going to clean. It's not going to do anything. One state, one area. I mean, some of the biggest pollutants, China, India, are they going to change their way of doing business?
Nope.
You know, and percentage-wise, I don't know how true this is because, again, you're in it every day. I'm not. I do stories from time to time on it. But I think China pollutes at about three times the rate we do. If not more than that, and India is up there as well. So,
we got to make sure we don't confuse carbon dioxide emissions with pollution. That means Donald Trump needs to change that. But the carbon dioxide emissions from China, it was just the new EPA secretary just a few weeks ago, just he said we've reduced our CO2 emissions in the United States by 14% over the last decade. Yet, he said within the last 45 days, the increase of CO2 emissions from China has completely wiped out everything we've done over the last decade.
Wow.
And it's just, I mean, we're reducing, and the Western world's reducing its carbon dioxide emissions, and China is increasing theirs manyfold over what we've reduced. So they're just, it's
so one
it's
is
crazy.
Continually wiping out the other, and nobody's really talking about it, because... You know, it's,
but you know, I separate India and China because India, Prime Minister Modi over there, he wants to, his people to benefit. He's got 600 million people living in horrible poverty out of the 1.3 or 1.4 billion he's got in the country. And he says he's going to do it he wants to provide reliable, abundant, affordable energy to his people. And he does say he's going to have to do it using fossil fuels and coal. So not so much with China. China, the leaders there, and Donald Trump have something very much in common. Both of them realize, the leadership in China and Donald Trump, realize that the economy is driven by reliable, abundant, low-cost energy. Here, Donald Trump pulled us out of Paris Climate Accord in order to save us from being punished with these artificially inflated energy costs. In China, they're just, with the command and control economy, they're just charging forward with mining more coal, using more coal, burning more coal. They have a lot of lignite mines, too, which is even dirtier than coal.
Yeah, that's I had heard, you know, in mining, what you need for the lithium batteries and what have you. And again, I haven't spent a lot of time with it, but
that's horrible.
Yeah, I understand it's really, really, really bad. And you'll never see anything about that, though, because, you know what?
No.
Everybody wants their Tesla. So.
Yeah, and if your listeners just Google two words, cobalt and Congo, and learn about the somewhere 10,000 or more children under the age of 12, thousands of children used to in these open pit, open cobalt mines working, some as young as 4 years old, and it's horrible, the conditions there, and the conditions in the Chinese and Mongolian rare earth mining business is awful,
right?
And terrible.
I have read that again, and you don't, when you're not in this business, when you're not in these certain fields, you really don't know what's true and what's not true and what the site is about and who's pushing what. But I've seen this enough on enough different sites, enough different areas to know that it is bad. It's extremely bad. And we never see that part of it. I always love that, too. People don't realize that, you know, you just don't take a battery, chop it up, and put it in a garbage pail. It doesn't work that way. There's a lot of chemicals that go into making it. There's a lot of chemicals that go into getting rid of it or that it releases once it's gone. Listen, we're about out of time. Tell people where they can get... maybe sign up for a newsletter you have or find your blog, that kind of thing.
Yes, so I send out a twice-monthly newsletter. You can go to inconvenientfacts.xyz. The book makes a great Christmas gift for that certain someone that might like it. It really does. We're seeing – I just shipped off 20 to Western Australia to a fella. Signed them up. I signed each of them, got them off. But it makes a great Christmas gift. You can go to inconvenientfacts.xyz.
We'll throw that
or
up
on Amazon, of course, it's available there.
Yeah, and we'll throw that up on the website as well.
And I will mention it's been number one bestseller on Amazon since March for the better part of that time in a couple categories. We dropped down. We're at number two today in a couple categories, but it's been wildly.
You know, you can just head up to the website and get it, okay? You can go up to therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Inconvenient Facts. Al Gore. We'll wait for him to get back up. Next hour, we're going to do our Millennial Hour, issues that only a millennial might be able to explain. Come see your host. We'll be back in just a little bit.